This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
If you want to be a mayor in the southeastern corridor of Melbourne, according to Macca, you need to be Greek, you need to be hairy, you need to be gay, you need to be named Steve, and possibly a friend of mine.
And I think also, but I think this might disqualify the next Steve, I also think you need to drink coffee.
Oh, I don't think so.
I dobbed on you.
Did you? That is so unfair. Yes. No, I'm not a coffee drinker, folks.
All right.
No.
All right, get out.
This is my municipality. You guys get out. Thank you.
Steve Stephanopoulos, Councillor Steve Stephanopoulos, good morning to you and thank you for coming into the studio.
Yes, good morning and thanks for having me here.
It's an absolute pleasure. So we, what we've been doing is a series of in-depth interviews with community leaders in-depth. Who just happen to be GLTBI, and you happen to be G.
GLTBI.
Yeah, that's an interesting acronym.
Oh, LGBTI.
LGBTI, correct.
Queer.
I know, I went back into the 80s or something then, didn't I?
You never
left. There we go. So, Steve, good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Can I just make a correction? I'm not hairy.
Prove it.
later on, folks.
Okay. He's
not hairy. Neither am I, actually, Macca.
There you go. A stereotype.
Well, I don't know. I've always heard that you getting out of the shower, it's a bit like an episode of Gorillas in the Mist.
Macca, somebody says your stereotypes are tacky. You are much better than that, mate. Leave Tass alone.
You've been told.
You've been told. Right. Steve, what's it like being mayor of Stonington?
It is absolutely fantastic. It's a joy to be the mayor. It's bringing out a bit of LGBTIQ into the community, which is the first time for the city of Stonington. We've only, I think this is our first gay mayor ever in about 160 odd years, or anyone that might
well,
have
the
been
first,
out.
The first out.
The first
anyway.
Yes, maybe the first
yeah,
out.
I can give a few that hid behind the robes.
So Stonington is a pretty colourful and a pretty cosmopolitan city, really. It's got a conservative element, it's got a sort of innovative element, it's got a commercial buzz to it, and it's got a bit of a sort of a historical feel as well.
It does. It's we think of Stonington as being a conservative blue ribbon seat when it actually really isn't.
It changes hands, doesn't it?
Well, it does. But if I always say that the yes vote that we had recently, we had the third highest in yes in the state, then the seventh highest in the country for what we think is a conservative seat. So they may vote left. They may vote right, but they actually are a progressive group of residents.
Ah, so you've got progressive liberals as opposed to the hard right conservative religious-based type.
Those who wear
liberals.
Funny Mormon underwear.
Correct. You need to go into boring. I mean, Boroondara going north. Sorry.
I've got to ask. Do you have a good relationship with Kelly O'Dwyer?
Kelly O'Dwyer and I have a very good relationship.
Okay. Well. Your job for the next 2 weeks is to get Kelly on here to talk to us.
I will get off the when I get off air. I will text her. I've got her number, and I'll let her know that she should be here.
Just tell her. And what about you? So you know her too,
Macca. I have a confession. Kelly O'Dwyer was in my year at Melbourne University Law School.
Oh, tell us more.
Well, she was always very bright.
She still is.
Yeah, she was very driven.
Yes,
and relatively pleasant.
Okay.
This is not an interview about Kelly.
No. And the other
thing, of course,
so you've had, as the state member, you had Leonie Burke.
We have. That was a while ago. We have Sam Hibbins, Greens, in the seat of Paran.
You had Tony Lupton.
Yes. We currently have Michael O'Brien, the opposition treasurer.
And he's actually been on. He's been on here.
Excellent.
He hasn't been on for a while, though.
I should drag him in for you, too.
Drag him in.
So is your council largely a Liberal council?
the council itself, none of us are aligned to any political party.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Are you a Fabian?
So none of you vote. None of you vote, is that what you're saying?
No, vote, folks. Vote for Steve at the next election, don't forget. No, none of us belong to a political party as such. So we don't advocate for the left or the right or the Greens or whatever it might be, which is great. And I think that local politics should remain local and not be influenced by any political parties at all.
There you go.
I like that.
So one of the things that we're interested in exploring is your experience as an out gay community leader. Tell us about some of your experiences. Have you had any really positive, fabulous moments?
Let me give you a negative first, really good.
It doesn't involve a yaya, does it?
No, not my yaya. No, it actually involved my... I was on a council meeting a couple of years ago, and a fellow councillor across the table who didn't agree with what I was talking about actually said, you effing poofter, sit down. And I called a point of order to the mayor at the time, and... nothing was done about it, even though it was clearly heard by all the councillors around the table. That's the level of disrespect that I had at that time.
It's terrible.
It's disgusting. But that person's now gone, which is great, and I'm still there, so that's even better.
Yeah, that's right.
So, was it a male or a female?
I would have it a guess.
Male.
Yep.
Yeah, of course. I bet he was in his 50s and he was white.
Correct.
I actually think I know who it is, but I won't say.
Well, we're glad he's gone.
Yes.
Yeah. So the council did not do anything about his behaviour?
No. But the residents didn't vote him back in, which is wonderful. That was a great success. But we have a positive... we do lots of positive things in the city of Stonington. We've got lots of outdoor events that we do. We've just recently approved a $500 million project in the Jam Factory redevelopment in Chapel Street, which is just extraordinary. 50,000 square metres of office space, and hopefully we'll get a tech giant moving into the city of Stonington. And that's...
You need a Sonali there.
We do. We do.
Tell us about Cato Square.
Cato Square is one of our... well, it is our largest project that we've done in 160 years. We're spending $64 million in converting what was an asphalt tarmac of about 10,000 square metres, much larger than what Fed Square is. And we're converting that into a public open space, contemporary, what I call a contemporary European open space, and putting all the car parking underground. And that's a project fully funded by the City of Stonington.
The plans look really good.
It looks really impressive. Yeah. Can I just ask, the Coles store there, the building above it?
Yes.
What's going on there? It's been
derelict
for
years. Yes. Can't you do something about it?
Kelly O'Dwyer should move in there.
Well, yes, maybe I should move in there. It's a wonderful building. I've actually spoken to the owner of that building in recent weeks and said, can I please have a sticky beak inside? What's fascinating is if you walk down Chapel Street between High Street and Toorak Road, there is one landlord that owns a swathe of buildings down there, like a huge swathe of buildings. And you can pick them because of their derelict nature.
Yes.
Yep. And there's one on the corner of Malvern Road and Chapel Street, the old Hungry Jack's side.
Yes.
If you can picture that. Prime retail corner, prime retail frontage, great heritage building, and unoccupied for months on end because of the rent that's being required.
So this is we've seen recent comment about this, you know, in Chapel Street in particular, and there.
Well, it's happening in St Kilda,
but you know, Windsor, for example, the Windsor end
Windsor's
is
booming.
Is very, very different as opposed to the Toorak Road end and in between. Rents are the big bugbear, and I'm sure Selwood has something to say about that as well. But it's also the changing retail environment, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
People
it is
shopping online and. I mean, to be honest, I can't tell you the last time I bought something in Chapel Street.
Oh, I can.
But if you think about High Street...
I love Chapel Street. I eat down the Windsor end all the time. In fact, I was there twice during the week. Fabulous.
Our High Streets,
street walking.
Other than Chapel Street, South Yarra, is booming. Our vacancy rates in High Street, Armidale, Toorak Road, South Yarra, Glenfrey Road, Malvern are at record low rates. Oh. So the notion that retail is struggling isn't necessarily true. It's the type of retail mix.
That's right, because the antique stores are all shutting down And a number of the antique dealers told me they're all moving to Tasmania because they can get cheaper property there. Because largely they're just a warehouse, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they're all moving on, but you have an amazing range of cafes and
the beauty industry and the those sort of industries where you want to have a facial or a manicure or pedicure. I mean, you can't buy that online. You have to go to a store. So those...
Oh, they'll come into your house.
True.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass, and we have in the studio Councillor Steve Stephanopoulos. And we also have Salvatore Malatesta.
Close, but that'll do.
Yeah. Oh, right. Got that wrong.
Yeah,
there's too many of us, really, isn't there? Yep. So speaking of WOGs, what's it like being a community leader who is Greek and gay?
It's absolutely fascinating because I don't come across as this big screaming queen. I actually had the local...
That's debatable, mate. I've only met you for 5 seconds and fuck, it's like a,
Okay, okay. Yeah, love you all now. Yeah, okay, back
she's
to me for a minute.
That one.
Yeah. I'll fix you all later. I actually had the two of the three Greek Orthodox parish priests for dinner a couple of weeks ago with my fellow councillors.
And how did they taste?
And they were absolutely delightful. So they were great. They were great. And
was your husband present?
No, he wasn't. No, it was only councillors and
he was
CEO.
He was locked in the shed.
Yeah, no, he was back playing with the horses. That's what he's doing this morning, actually.
Do you have a lot of sliding doors in your house?
Yes, I have one.
Oh, one. Well, I'm actually surprised because I've been to a Greek Orthodox church on a couple of times, usually for a funeral. You know, where they sell you the candle on the way and the other guy takes it off you and they sell it to the next bloke, which I think is a bit of a racket. But it's all the sliding doors, you know, up near the altar where they appear and reappear and disappear.
Yeah, it's about efficiency.
So they'd actually, you know, all the sliding doors in your house, they could have played church.
We could, but I no.
No?
Not, no, no, no. I don't want to frock up like that.
Well, speaking of frocking up...
Tass is a big fan of the Greek.
I've seen you frocked up.
Have you?
Do tell. I happened to be at an event at, I think it's Stollington Town Hall.
Malvern Town Hall,
with the Greek Evzons.
That's right.
And there you were, up on stage, with your gown and your coins and your necklace. And
It's not coins.
It's called bling.
It's a mayoral chain.
Correct. The only thing that was missing was a tiara, really.
I know. I've got one of those on order. Don't worry about that. It's coming from Bangkok somewhere.
So talk to us about what it's like being Greek and gay.
Yeah.
In your role,
Look, it's great being I don't shove the being gay thing down anyone's throat. It's
what about the Greek thing?
The Greek thing is really not anything that I push either. But I am involved in the multicultural community. So a few weeks ago, I was invited to the local Italian club to go and chat to them, and so love my fellow Italians out there. And it was great. Walked in, and you get the first meal served to you, a huge slice of lasagna. Then the second course came out. Then the third course came out. Then the cassata came out. And it's like, okay, I'm going to roll out here like a heifer in a minute. So I've actually put on weight.
You take a lot of food. You're a very thin frame.
Oh, I like that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Compared to Macca.
I am under tall for my weight.
Under tall.
I think Macca's perfect.
Vertically challenged.
Thank you, Sal.
Well, there's a bit of a similarity there that we won't go into.
Stonington, it is a... People have a lot of perceptions about Stonington. It's a very progressive suburb. It has a high public housing component. It has a lot of very, very expensive real estate. If you had to define Stonington, with two or three things that make Stonington, what would it be?
Culturally diverse, conservative yet progressive, want to be outside and outdoors, enjoying outdoor public events. They love our outdoor events that we do in our parks and gardens.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of outdoors in
Stonington. Correct. And we have the largest retail floor area outside of the Melbourne CBD.
Is that
wow.
Nice?
Chapel Street, Turo Grove, Commercial Road precinct is the largest retail area outside of the CBD. And then when you add all the other retail precincts, and of course you add the what I call the city of Chadstone, which is part of Stonington in that mix.
Is it?
Yep. That's how far out we go.
I'm responsible for that abomination.
Well, not personally, but it
is. I thought that was part of Monash.
No. We go out to Warrigal Road, Punt Road to Warrigal Road.
Yes, one side of Warrigal Road is Stonington and the other side isn't.
I'm not even sure where Warrigal Road is.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Steve, I did some homework before I came on the show, and is it right that the city of Stonington is like the second wealthiest council in Victoria?
Yeah, well, Kelly O'Dwyer lives there.
We're doing extremely well. Our finances have been always...
I heard $1 billion in assets. Or something.
We do have $1 billion worth of assets, which is extraordinary for a local government to have. So second to the city of Melbourne, I would say. We've got our largest capital works project amount of money being spent this year, $164 million. That's more than many other inner city councils can do.
So, more than the value of the People's Republic of Moreland.
Yes, I would say so. Yes, we call the People's Republic of Moreland that way too. But we also call Burundara Boring Dara. I love that one. So
yeah,
I've got a story about that.
And yeah, go and tell us the story.
And of course, the City of Spew.
The City of Spew. Okay.
Who's that?
Cure. East Cure. Oh, no, better not go there. City of Burundara, it was interesting. I invited a couple of mayors and councillors to dinner the other week at the Melbourne Town Hall. And one of the mayors required a special meal, and which was fine. You know, we all have special meals and special dietary requirements.
Gluten-free, let me guess. Gluten-free, dairy-free.
No, this was, I want 150 grams of meat, of beef, well done. I want the following vegetables cooked, and I want fresh pineapple. Fresh, not from a can. Fresh. And he didn't rock up.
Oh.
Waited perhaps one day, got, 2 days.
Perhaps he got sick on the cricket milk.
Well, 3 days, 4 days, a week passed and still no apology, no nothing. And so what did the mayor of the city of Stonington do?
You want to publicly shame this person?
No, but he'll know who he is. I went and bought a pineapple
and
put a ribbon around
it, shoved it
in the city of Stonington, wrote a card saying to the mayor from the mayor and personally delivered it to that municipality.
Good on you.
And I thought, well, if you've got the respect to ask for a special meal and you don't rock up and then you don't apologise, here's your pineapple. Take it.
Does anyone ever come into your establishment cell and ask for something that you just go, no, you know, with regards to, no, I'm just not going to, we're not going to do that?
I'm still stuck on the pineapple. I mean, why would someone want to eat a whole pineapple? What's with the...
Oh, I love fresh pineapple.
Perhaps they're after the Beverly Hills diet. We have to eat pineapples and persimmons. And your mouth was so sore after that, you couldn't eat anything anyway. You know what persimmons are? They're awful fruit. Dreadful. The devil's work.
Okay, now let's go back to Steve. So, Steve, one of the interesting things about Stonington is that it has a very strong LGBTI population.
The buggery.
It certainly does.
The buggery belt.
We have the largest number of couples in Victoria. It's in the statistics from the last census.
Really?
Where we have the largest number of couples that are registered in Stonington.
God, I thought, I mean, because I keep on hearing that, you know, being claimed by Yarra and Port Phillip and Stonington.
It's Stonington.
It's surely just not sort of like, you know, city rivalry sort of thing.
Well, there's the city of Melbourne and then there's the city of Stonington and then there's nothing else after that, really.
Yeah. There you go.
Steve, if you had a heat map, what suburb in particular, what area?
Is hot.
Is hot.
Is hot.
Well, hot from what point of view, though?
Yes.
What, hot from coffee or hot from LGBTI? No,
hot from
LGBTI.
Me? Oh, okay. I would say that Chapel Street precinct, so from South Yarra, Paran and Windsor, that end of the municipality is quite busy, should I say, with LGBTIQ people.
So what's happened to the LGBTI commercial scene?
We were talking about that last night. I was at Hares and Hyenas and we were talking about that. And what's happened, I think, in Melbourne is that we've become assimilated into our wider community. So we don't have these, what I call gay ghettos that the United States does have. And we seem to have assimilated everywhere. So that scene that we used to have that you probably all remember back in the 80s and 90s in Commercial Road does no longer exist. And is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? I don't know. We need to ponder the question, and I think the younger people of our world need to think about, is this something that we want, or is it okay to be part of a normal, whatever that word means, community where we can rock up into any bar, cafe, you know, pub in inner Melbourne and feel comfortable about your sexuality?
This phenomenon's occurring all over the world, actually. Mm. I mean, each time we travel overseas, we always sort of do a quick Google search to see, you know, what's around. And really, the historical gay and lesbian precincts have gone.
Yes.
They have, except you go to Boys Town in Chicago, it's still there.
Yeah.
You go into New York, it's still there.
But look, I was there last year, actually.
So was I.
It's a little bit on the daggy side.
It is daggy. And so I think Australia's been a bit progressive and has moved on from that.
I mean, the only interesting queer sort of neighbourhood that I've come across was in Mexico City.
Mm.
The Pink Zone, Zona Rosa.
Mm.
Extraordinary.
The Pink Zone or the Pig Zone?
It's called the Pink Zone.
Oh, I thought you said the Pig Zone.
It's extraordinary. I mean, we were there about 3 years ago. It reminded me of Oxford Street on steroids at its absolute peak.
Wow.
On steroids. I mean, it was like blocks. You know, you turn up at 5 o'clock and there were bars and, you know, cafes just pumping.
We could have that in the city of Stonington again, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe you need to drive an agenda around that.
I could do that.
You know what I think is wonderful?
That
Stonington has delivered many, many great MPs to the state parliament. Harold Holt was a federal member until he went
Correct.
Through.
John Gorton.
You know that swimming pool? What do they name a swimming pool after somebody who drove?
Yes.
I've never worked that out.
Yes.
A bit strange.
Yes. It's a memorial to him.
I need to do something about that.
Yeah. Name it the Kelly O'Dwyer, you know, paddling pool or something.
Well, I'll just invite Kelly in one day here to join.
We can have a chat
to her about that.
No, she won't come in. She's scared of us. She's scared of us.
No,
she won't come in.
I'll get her in, don't worry.
Right. Steve, we're out of time, but it's been a lot of fun and very insightful to have you in the studio this morning.
It's been
Thank you for making
my
your
pleasure.
Time available.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We've had some great feedback.
Up yourself.
Cheeky bugger.
You've been dying to say that all morning, Macca. We've had great feedback. You know, Melina, who's one of our regulars, and I'm not sure if Melina's Greek or not, but Melina Smith says, fantastic to see more diversity in our public figures. I think that sentiment really does, in many ways, reflect, you know, the attitude of our listeners and of having people like you in the studio. So thank you for making your time available.
My pleasure.
Any final parting words?
Oh, I'd just like to say, don't forget to come into the city of Stonington, the most vibrant municipality in Australia.
There you go. You heard it straight from the horse's mouth.
Queerest,
the mayor of Stonington.
Queerest municipality in Victoria.
There you go.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.